blessed Wednesday, July the 3rd. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. Well, one more day until July the 4th. I hope everyone is having a very splendid and blessed and patriotic week. No better song to begin with on this wonderful Wednesday than Danny Gokey's New Day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away, the old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away, don't let it slip away. Go on and reignite impossible. You could be it. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. Love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you. Love is making the old things new today. And every single day. Love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you. Love, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
New day, new day. This is a new day.
Every day is a new day for God's mercy and grace, and our bread from heaven, our manna from the sky, our daily bread of new blessings in our lives. Please join with Jason Crabb on his wonderful Good Morning Mercy.
I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I woke me up, put me on my way. Hallelujah.
won't worry what tomorrow's gonna bring. Cause you hold it all.
It is so appropriate that when we have those in our family or friends that need our help, that we need to be the best that we can be personally in order to help them. If there are any parts of our essence, like physical, emotional, or spiritual, that are not as well as they should be, it's awfully hard to help others. So I always visit hospitals as a hospital chaplain, and I ask them, did you take a nap today? Did you eat today? Did you rest today? You can't help your loved ones unless you are the best that you can be. In other words, join with these wonderful words of Kirk Cameron with his Heal Yourself First.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
On this July the 3rd, did you look up in the sky and say, thank you, God, I know this is the day the Lord has made. It is so fundamentally appropriate to thank God for everything in our lives, especially, but not only, but especially when we wake up in the morning. Join with Marshall Hall on his thanks.
For the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best.
You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now thanks.
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 I give you thanks for
You know, one of the Ten Commandments is do not covet, which means don't be jealous of what other people have. God gives them what they need for their mission and purpose, and God gives you and me what we need for our mission and purpose. If God gave us what other people have, we just simply wouldn't know what to do with it. Please be grateful for what God gives you, for that is what you need to achieve your purpose in life. Join with For King and Country and the wonderful Jordan Sparks on their Love Me Like I Am.
I am a little unstable. Loose wires always getting tangled now. I am a little bit difficult. I can be a little self-critical now. No, I am a little unable to put all my cards on the table now. But somehow you're still with me. It's amazing that you can love me like I am. And even when I can't, you still love me as I am. Oh, I don't know how you do it, and I know I put you through it. Yeah, it's amazing that you can love me like I am. Oh, you love me like I am.
Would you help me welcome to the stage, Jordan Sparks?
I am a little uneven, in need of a little more healing now. guess I am.
Oh, and I feel a little unfixable, but you're nothing short of a miracle now.
But somehow you're still with me.
It's amazing that you can love me like I am, and even when I can't. It's amazing that you can love me like I love me like I.
Into our souls. I'm gonna sing You Love Me. You sing M just like this. Here we go.
You love me like that.
You got more in you. Come on, San Diego.
You love me like that.
All the ladies with Jordan, sing it
come
out.
On. You love me like that.
And the fellas with Luke, come on, what you got, Luke?
'Cause you love me like that.
You love me like you can love me like I love me like I am.
There is always a way that we are always thinking of what does this mean in our lives? This thing happens. Somebody told us this. This action occurs. But we certainly don't understand it. But you know what? We don't have to understand it as long as we know that God understands. God understands today and what's going on in a month and a year and a decade. And if you understand that, you will know why God made you wait for things that are really needed in your life. Join with Tim Tebow on his wonderful words, God sees the big picture.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story when he's 17 years old. He's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
Do you count your blessings each and every day? Do you look up in the sky and point up and say, God, I know that was you. And if you do that throughout the day, at the end of the day, you will have so many blessings and realize how very blessed you are. Join with Charlotte Ritchie on her wonderful In Everything, Give Thanks.
Turn it all around. When you want to brighten up your day, but you find the clouds rain on your parade. Don't forget somewhere, someone you may not know is thanking God for the rain to make the crops grow in every.
If today on July the 3rd is not as well as you want it to be, there's always the next day and the next day. God works miracles. You know, we work in God's time, not ours. In other words, there is always, as Blanca and Torrin Wells sing, something better.
Couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
Kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. It was you and those stories.
It is so appropriate to realize that God knows us. We are as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows us personally from even before we were born. And we're not the same as anybody else. Our needs are different. Our mission is different. And as soon as you realize that, you'll know. Like Kansas Cameron Bure wonderfully says, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique, you know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things, but you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
On this holiday weekend, please know that God doesn't take a rest. God doesn't slumber, but we certainly need to rest and rejuvenate. But as we are, God is solving all our problems and working towards what we really need in life to fulfill the blessings for ourselves, our family, friends, and the community. God is absolutely, as Michael W. Smith sings, our waymaker.
Working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work,
Miracle work, promise keeper, light in the dark.
If part of you, just a little part, temporarily is in the valley, that's okay. If your finances or physical nature or psychological nature isn't as well as it should be, no fear. Let your heart not be troubled. There is always another day that God shows us a new set of mercies and graces. Blessing offer beautifully sings, there will always be brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Yes, sir.
Don't understand where God has you in life right now, it's fine. We're not always meant to understand. God's powers are higher than ours. Just trust, be in prayer, have faith in God, and all will work out for our good. Join with these wonderful words by Priscilla Shire with trust in God's power, not your own.
You can be the most talented person in the world, but if you go in your own strength and power, you still won't be able to accomplish the God calling on your life. It requires what it is that only God Himself can give to you to accomplish the task. Ooh, the enemy hopes you will go in your own power. He hopes you will think you are flashy enough and savvy enough and talented enough and impressive enough so that you will no longer lean on God instead of leaning to your own understanding.
Each and every day we should wake up and go to bed, pointing up to the sky and say, God in heaven, I look to you for the wonders and the miracles in my life. You, like no other, knows where I am supposed to be each and every day. And I will have faith that you will be the light among my feet. And you will lead me down the halls that I need to go and through the doors that I need to live. Please join with Whitney Houston on her beautiful I Look to You.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do.
What is prayer? We're always speaking about prayer. Don't be scared of that word. Prayer is just a fancy word that simply means a conversation with God, just like you would have with a friend or a family member. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Please join with Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion on their beautiful The Prayer. So have a wonderful day, everyone. And if you don't have the opportunity to listen in the morning at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, always go to the podcast at www.dbam.com. That's www.dbam.com. And on any smart device, you can join us in faith 24/7 or go to any of my social media such as Facebook or Instagram, and I'm always posting the daily links. So you can always have, as Torrin Wells sings, joy in the morning.
Happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. Oh. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Hey. If it's not good, then he's not done. No, he's not done with it yet. There will be joy.
And on that, have a beautiful Wednesday. Have a splendid 4th of July. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.